Hey guys, welcome back to BNC MAP. Today we're BNC in G in. Oh my god.
B squared.
So I should have started with that. B squared. Yeah. NCNGMAP. Okay, that makes sense. There's a lot of like EN. We have Bree and Grace on with us today. You know them, you love them. I talk about them probably once every. I would say bi-monthly.
As you should.
Oh, wow.
Bi-weekly, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Once every other week.
I talk about you a lot.
Yeah. I talk about you. I write about you in my journal.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you journaling?
It's Valentine's Day, and I wrote a big to-do. Brooke as well.
Oh, Grace, thank you. You didn't have to do that.
It is so nice to finally meet you, seriously.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Have we met you?
No.
Because you came on my podcast a long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 2020, but Zoom.
Yeah, that was weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That was not weird. That was my first ever.
I didn't know what I was doing.
I had literally no idea what I was doing.
I was obsessed with you. Still am. But I was like, Brooke, come on the podcast. Come on the podcast.
It
and
was
she came
cool.
on, and I was like, Brooke, I'm so proud of you.
Oh my god, no, weird. I feel like I was like completely mute.
Yeah, we were both, we're mute on the podcast.
We're just staring at each other.
It was such a fun time though, 2020.
Oh my god.
Love. You're home alone or with everyone you've ever known.
Not we really didn't anyone. Appreciate it though.
Yeah, no. It feels good to be
Not
back.
That like I want a pandemic at all, of course, but like just to like
I
have a little
if
shutdown.
If someone would want it, it would be you.
Well, I can't say that publicly, of course. Like a fourth... Like stay in your house and don't feel bad about it. Okay.
Yeah.
On the way here, we were hoping and praying for a giant earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Here for the earthquake last week.
No, we wish. We want one today so that we don't have to keep working.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last and it's week, not that we're lazy. It's just we've been going.
You've been going. Yeah. I don't know how you girls do it.
Sleep on your dead baby girl.
You've always said that. You've always said that.
Problem. Yeah.
So you don't really sleep, right?
No, actually, no.
Never.
Yeah.
I sleep like most of the time.
That's so
I spend lovely. Sleeping.
Love that. We should Freaky Friday switch
No, but sometimes
up.
I feel bad. Like, you're right. Mm. Like, I can sleep when I'm dead, and I will sleep when I'm dead, I'm sure, but like, I'm also sleeping a lot while I'm alive.
Yeah, we should moderate it. We should.
Yeah, there's got to be a happy.
Both of us.
Yeah. Like an induced coma would be cool. Yeah. And I think that we're all kind of getting to that point where it's like, you want a big earthquake. Mm-hmm. You want a really long nap. Mm-hmm. I want like a cold, comfy bed. It's a coffin. That's what it is. But just like for a little bit. I don't want to die. I want like a little bit of a coma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, medically induced, but like chill.
Like 3 days.
At home.
Imagine that.
Oh,
would
I
be...
could do 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
30, maybe 40.
I wouldn't even feel bad about that. Yeah.
30, years?
30, maybe 40. Mm-hmm. It's to each their own.
Exactly.
Tito.
It's really good, Grace.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
Tito.
You should trademark that.
That's good merch. Kind of trademarked.
Oh.
It is, yeah.
Oh, really?
Is it
you
by
take
you?
Credit.
There's this company out of Austin that makes the good old stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, you spell it a different way.
Okay. No. What do they make?
Tito's. The vodka.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yours is spelled a different way.
Oh, yeah.
To each their own.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
I got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody who's got brains and smarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, bleep it out so that she can trademark.
Yeah, take that. Cut it so she can have it.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome back.
Good morning. Welcome.
Wait, so you've been going nonstop for how long?
We just came from Vegas.
Yeah, straight up. Love it there.
How long were you in Vegas?
6 days.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be there for one day. Yeah, you're supposed to be there for one day maximum. Yeah. We were there for 6 days.
And did you like do it for all 6 days?
Oh, I went absolutely gnarly nuts.
She won a lot of money though.
Sure
really?
Did.
She lost a lot of money.
How much did you win?
I won, at one point I was up $4,000. Like almost $4,000, yeah.
But did you keep going?
Of course I did. I don't know my limits on anything.
This is a very safe place.
She kept winning.
This is a safe place to talk about a gambling addiction, a soft launch or gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
What are you gonna get in trouble at work?
Oh, maybe.
What did you play?
We do really good with gambling. We're very, we do. We follow all the regulations, and we call the number when we have to. But we don't have to do that yet.
No, not yet. We're just young.
There's actually no number in California for like a gambling addiction hotline. It's just like it's all the East Coast states.
Wow, that kind of makes sense. I feel.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts and gambling addictions.
Dude,
yeah,
I gotta get that tracksuit.
How good?
Sense.
I got us the tracksuit. Did you really?
Yeah, sorry.
Because I actually looked it up this morning, and
I got a text I got a text this morning, and I'm on an email chain with Ben Affleck.
Oh,
what's the tracksuit? A Dunkin' tracksuit?
Yes, we're obsessed with Matt and Ben.
Yeah,
We want to be them because we're from Boston.
You guys, they really are so precious. Yes,
yes.
So. I just lied to you. I didn't see it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Can we play it?
I think so.
I don't know if you guys will like it, but we're obsessed with them.
No, I love them too.
And this is the tracksuit.
Is it sheer?
I hope.
Oh, it's a jump. It's a jump. Okay, it's like track shoes. Like a jump. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna go over really well, I feel like, if the two of you are together. Why were you dressed as old people? Did I miss like the...
Oh, we had to do an ad.
Okay.
Oh.
And then they couldn't use any of the footage from the ad that we filmed for 9 hours, so...
No.
We did it for nothing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are they still gonna pay you?
The big game's apparently trademarked.
No, it is. Wait, the big game is trademarked?
No, it's, you know, the other one.
The Super... We can say the Super Bowl as long as it's not,
Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Oh, my God, I've been dying to get it off my chest.
Off your chest. Oh, I feel scared.
Wait, you couldn't say
Did someone
Super
get her
Bowl?
A cigarette?
No, they brought us to like the NFL experience, but it was their idea to bring us to this like experience thing, and it was their ad, and they brought us to the NFL experience. It was just these people that we work with, and then we couldn't use any of it.
Yeah. That's so that's
you said
horrible.
Super Bowl?
Too much Super Bowl,
brought
too much logo.
To the Super Bowl experience.
And it was all logo, all NFL.
All
NFL, NFL, NFL,
NFL. NFL. Oh,
and we just kept saying the big game.
This
the
is
big,
really good.
Huge game.
Wait, we had to do that.
We had an ad for, I think it was Uber Eats, and it was the worst thing ever. And we were like, how are we supposed to not say Super Bowl? And they were like, you can't. And so me and Brooke were like, I was like, Brooke, do you have snacks for the big game? She's like, the big game. And I was like, the biggest game.
Hugest.
The
largest.
Largest.
The whole ad.
Fattest.
Tell me when to stop. Drake's dick game. The longest game. And
oh, now I'm sad, Jack.
Now I'm looking back, like, that was genuinely very funny, but I was like, how can I ever recover from this?
Well, now I call it the big game.
Yeah,
the big game.
Yeah.
It's
the big game.
It's the big game.
What is the Super Bowl, by the way? I've only heard of the big game.
No, it's just the big game.
Wait, so you guys didn't go to the big game?
No, we did not go to the big game. I watched the big game from a Vegas bed in a hotel room.
That was kind of nice, though.
It kind of was. It was a little sad, and then drove here at, like, 1 in the morning.
I watched the big game from as much as I could see it from the plane as I was leaving.
That's kind of a cool way to do it, too.
It was epic.
That's kind of like New Year. The way I would celebrate New Year's is all the things leading up to the New Year's party and then get out of there before midnight to 2 a.m. crowd is trying to leave. So that's just sad. You got out before everyone's like trying to leave the big game.
Yeah,
big game,
I felt like an American Eagle.
Yeah.
Yes, does the big game soaring. End that late?
Oh, I was sitting next to Stassi's friend Carter.
Oh, my God.
And Carter I was B. going, I don't think he'll ever want to look at me again.
Oh, I think he loves you.
Yeah.
He loves birds, I've heard.
Uh-huh. Birds of a feather flock together, brother.
It's like Milk Boy said, those birds are hot.
You guys have your own language.
I know, I'm so sorry. This
no,
is early for us, and we're like trying.
No, I love it.
It's fun to be, we can almost just kind of, you guys
interpret?
Just do the whole thing, and then we can just chime in.
Well, okay. You guys know
you're
I went
naughty.
To. I went to BU, so I like kind of. Am
oh fuck yeah,
out. BU.
Well, I hated it, but I'm like no, but I like Boston. So,
love Boston.
Yeah,
you got but, it. We're back.
This, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
we'll get your tracksuit.
I'm kind of like feeling like it's bringing me back to
the
that
days.
Time.
Was anyone at BU actually from Boston?
No one that I knew. Good. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Frogs.
I feel like they, like everyone that was from Boston went to UMass.
Massasoit.
Yeah.
I went to UMass straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to community college first, though. Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Smart way to do it.
Yeah, that was the only way. Guidance counselor said you can either learn a trade or go into the military, and I said, I'm going to prove you wrong.
You're crazy on the front lines. I just picture you swallowing grenades.
No, Grace the blacksmith.
I was going to say, what trade would you have gone with?
I got to follow my father's footsteps and stop plumbing.
Yeah,
got a good ass crack, so yeah. it would have been good.
That's it's a good plumber too.
Never too late to be a plumber.
Like, would not be like that bad.
No,
by great
the way,
money too.
Yeah,
I was great money.
Plumbers fucking kill it.
They crush.
Oh, what do you always need? To shit.
Yeah,
forever. Always,
forever.
That's never gonna You're go set. Out of style.
No, not. And they're never gonna upgrade that system for real.
No,
no,
it has to go somewhere.
Have a digital flush
do. No, you can't.
You know, our bodies are never gonna work at 100% efficiency. I'm finding out right now in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Are you having a problem?
Yes.
What problem?
As huge. Well, like as much as I as early as I wake up and I try to like get my body working before I come into this studio. I pull in the parking lot and I like Bluetooth connect to the toilet here at the studio. And it's like my body's like, all right, it's time. And I'm like, no, it's not time. We have guests. This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is supported by State Farm. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might find yourself saying is, heck yeah. Or I can't believe it. Or how is this real? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. All right, y'all. Adulthood is already exhausting and complicated enough as it is. I'm constantly talking about that, okay? There's, like, my medical bills, and then I have a freaking dog that has, like, all of his own stuff going on. Like, I have to take him to the vet today, and I need to go to the vet as well. Or, like, you know, I have to go grocery shopping too. Like, I gotta feed me, I gotta feed him. It's just hard. But luckily, one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't have to be hard is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there as well. Whether it's in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com or on their award-winning app, State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Anyways, what are you saying about plumbing?
I osmosis my like Jewish stomach to him.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel like fine.
I used to be
is
like
Jewish stomach a thing?
Yeah, it's like notoriously like bad.
Oh no,
Grace.
Definition of osmosis.
Osmosis is like, that's a good question.
Jones.
It's like kind of like Bluetooth, physical Bluetooth.
It's okay. Like you can I think osmosis literally.
It's like in cells when like things like go through the cell.
Like the movie.
Like a ghost can go through a wall.
I don't think
Jones.
Now that you mentioned it, I don't think we know what osmosis is.
I know what it is. Okay, I can explain it.
Okay. Like I'm not even being
cellular,
a thick. I'm trying to learn.
Cellular Bluetooth.
It's when cellular something can transcend Bluetooth. Through like a...
It's a transmit process.
It's a transmittable process?
Transmittable process.
This is truly the meeting of the minds today.
No, I heard it and I got it.
Anyways, yeah. It transfers from one person to the other is basically what we're trying to say.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah.
You
able
Bluetooth
to gift
me. I'm like totally fine.
I was hashtag gifted IBS from Brooke.
That's straight up sweet.
Isn't it?
It has been.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's gorgeous.
I have a story I have to tell you guys really bad before I forget about my experience last night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm feeling like a little bit shifty and off today.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Which like yesterday we went on Jay Shane's podcast and we were all feeling a little bit manic, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. I did 6 loads of laundry this week, which is insane. I did my sheets. I was able to transfer 6 loads of laundry to and from all the way into my room.
You don't have it in a unit.
No. So it was $112.
I feel you. It's too much.
Oh my gosh.
You need to outsource it. You need to outsource it.
Right now, I feel truly like a veteran because people that, like I'm on the front lines of like leaving my house with like a bucket of laundry and you also get your clean laundry and you drop it on the way out. And it's just like, I am salt of the, like, I am America. Like I'm the American dream. I'm out there like working my ass off at my out of unit laundry thing.
It's hard.
So I get into my bed last night after a hard day's work of talking into a microphone and I'm like comfy, I'm cozy. And then I pull up Twitter and our ex and I'm watching this little girl receive.
Watch yourself.
All of the Harry Potter books. She's blind.
Oh.
She's receiving all of
to make a little better.
Grace went like this.
That makes it worse.
What are you watching this little girl for?
And then you said she's blind.
I know a lot of bad guys.
She's blind. She doesn't know I'm watching. It's a video of a little girl who's blind receiving all of the Harry Potter books in Braille for Christmas.
Oh, that's
and
adorable.
I am, I'm
oh, are
literally
they double thick?
Like they're
they must
I
be
don't
like,
even know how she lifted
as tall as
me. Double thick.
She got yeah, he's double huge. Like they look like manuscripts. They're oh. huge. And they're in this box, and she's getting, she's like reading them, and I was like, like horizontal, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like chargers, like touching my leg, and then I'm in my head like, there's no way that like that's a bug on my leg, oh, right? No.
There's a snake in your bed.
There's like no way that's a bug in my bed. There's no way there's a little freak in my sheets that isn't me. And I lift up as just like, as I'm, my eyes are watery because I've been sobbing. And I turn and there's a spider on my leg in my sheet. And I go, and I hop out of bed.
You just need to move.
And I turn, I know, I have to move.
Yeah, get
I turn,
out of there.
Turn it up.
I turn on the lights. I can't find like, it. I cannot find it. Oh. And then I'm like, now I don't feel safe in my room.
Then you have to die. Yeah.
No, no. Then I have to kill myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what do I do? I'm searching around. And I'm like, why am I looking for this evil thing? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, because I need closure. I need to go get back in my bed. I have to go to sleep. I've got a podcast at, at the break of dawn, the ass crack of dawn.
Break of dawn, yo.
And so I'm like, I have to sleep on my couch. So I like get into my couch and I'm Googling, like, what do I do if there's a spider in my room? Guess what the number one answer is?
Move.
Incinerate your house. Like, there's literally not like a serious person on the internet, not on Quora. Not, it was the one image I got. I'm going to show you from Quora, which is like meeting of the minds. There's an expert for everything. Suggestion, flamethrower.
Oh, wow. I mean,
yeah, it does seem like your only option.
I have to get...
You gotta DD that shit.
Oh,
I have to have those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I do have to hit up
no,
my boy.
Oh, you can always call
David.
Yeah, he loves me, so that'll go over
that
well.
That happened to me when I
broke. That takes it all.
I just don't know how like I'm supposed to go on. So, I'm not feeling normal right now because I need my 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. You didn't sleep?
Couldn't. I was Googling until 2, 3 a.m. Anyways,
sorry
I had to share that.
Be with you.
And with you.
Oh, speaking of being up late and also crying while watching A Little Blind Girl, have you guys seen One Day?
No, what is it?
Actually, you might not like it.
Why?
It's that, I don't know, do you like
I'm
sad,
blind.
Like romantic things?
Oh, I will
I
like it.
I don't know how I feel about anything.
Well, it's, yeah, that's completely fair. Yeah. It's based on a movie with Anne Hathaway. It's that new Netflix show with Leo Woodwall, who was in White Lotus.
Oh, okay.
The young gentleman.
You know, you know all the names.
She does. She does. She does.
She knows all of the names.
Well, it's like,
whenever
it's not
I
enough
watch
for me
clips
to
of you guys, I can't even understand how you
well,
know them
I
all.
I need to like
nod.
Deep dive.
Yeah. It's a big nodding podcast.
You are smart.
No, it's not that.
I think
it's
it
like
is.
More of like
it's a type of autism, I think. It's
an obsession.
Autism is smart.
I won.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The test. She won the autism test.
Oh,
what's the autism?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
She got a high
130 something.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did you take it?
No,
everybody
I'd
else
like
got
to,
80.
Though.
I couldn't finish it. It was too long.
Yeah.
So that
okay.
says something, too. I think
it's ADHD.
That can...
What? Back to Anne. Love
oh,
one.
Anne.
One love.
Oh.
Bob Marley movie looks good.
Yeah. One Day. Anne Hathaway was in this movie, like 2011 it came out. It was, yeah, go ahead and hit that.
We can do cigarettes?
I
digital
guess.
Ones?
Yeah.
I'll just hold it in so you won't see it on camera.
I won't.
It's a crazy trick.
Do you guys vape on Plan Brie?
Yes.
Like cigarettes.
Oh my God, I should bring my weed pen.
I want you to.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I'd love to see you high.
Oh, I was watching this show so high. It is, like, there's so many TikToks going around of people sobbing and you think like, oh, it can't be that bad.
Oh, that's good. I love when it's as bad as they say it is.
It's
like tragically bad.
Like cry.
Well, she sent me a Snapchat and I've never, it was like the bubble bowl coming out of her nose. And then I was just, she's sobbing. She's surprised.
Well, I also knew it was going to happen because I saw the Anne Hathaway movie. Didn't even remotely prepare me, even
oh,
though
wow.
the same thing happened.
Okay.
Like it is.
Cry. I'll watch that tonight.
There is nothing like a good cry. Mm-hmm. It is so
oh, we just
sad.
Went to the Adele concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
oh my God. I looked over.
Lex!
She was sobbing. I had to go
wait,
over there.
Where was Adele playing?
Oh, Vegas, obviously.
Adele is
after.
Odell.
Wait, Adele Beckham Jr. is still there?
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Straight up. She was done.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we've got to go.
You've got to go.
I will go on a just on a whim, and okay. I'll go there and I'll fly back.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, I still have stuff in my purse from our show.
Oh my God, what do you have?
Oh my God, things were flying from the sky. It was incredible. Look
shards
at this.
Of metal glass.
This is from.
Was there an explosion?
Yes, so many explosions. It was like
Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I feel like I'm there.
There was more things, but I threw them on other places.
He's someone who with
Ave Maria. Look, what kind of things did she do?
Oh my gosh, she had a magic act at the end. I won't tell you in case you're gonna go.
She's probably better live.
She is. It was incredible. Brooke, you would love it.
Yeah,
you
would.
Yeah.
Oh, I would sob. Mm-hmm. Adore my weed pen.
Mm-hmm.
I love Adele. I love when she pops out with like a little quip. Like she'll comment on something. What did she comment on recently? Oh, get a fucking life if you care about Taylor Swift at
the
Super Bowl.
We were at that show.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about you, Adele.
Damn straight.
She comes out.
You forgot about Adele?
I forget about Adele, yeah. And shame on me. I shouldn't, but like...
Shame.
I listen to Adele the same way like I have a nice cup of coffee in the mountains. Like, it's just like, it washes over me.
Yes.
And I don't seek her out, but when I remember, I'm very thankful. And
she'll always be there for you.
She will.
She will.
Mm-hmm. I saw
she's good like that. Thank you.
You have a really good accent, Grace.
I do Irish too.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Do it again.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, I could do it. Oh, but here's the thing, it's Valentine's Day and I've got no one to love.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you of it's Irish sad. Descent?
Fully inbred.
Fully inbred Irish on Irish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
Cousins on cousins.
We're doing Jewish on Jewish over here, and we're doing Irish on Irish
over
here.
You know what, 23andMe, when it's like, oh, this person is your cousin, mm-hmm. and it tells you like what side,
yeah.
it just says both for every cousin.
Mm. Wow. Have you done 23andMe?
Yeah.
It's the same thing?
Just about the same thing.
I haven't done it. Do you know what you are?
Hell no. White, I assume.
Yeah.
No. You got to be something.
I don't think so. Well, I have like you're Native crazy. American, but not enough to get free college.
Sucks.
Even though like my cousins did, so I don't know how I didn't. But
you're 23andMe and find out.
Prove it.
I will. I just did Max's. I should have swabbed my cheek instead of Max's and seen what dog I am.
I also have Neanderthal.
Golden retriever energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You one.
Neanderthal
you
came
Neanderthal?
Up. Well, you know what? You know what's like annoying?
What?
Like me and my brother are like look one particular way, and then my sister looks like. She's like went through like me, but like through a Yossified filter, like this big, like gorgeous, like thick hair, like long lashes, like beautiful, beautiful.
Do you despise her?
Sometimes it's just like really, it's frustrating when it's your own blood because
it's blood.
Like that could have been me, but
it's
something
not.
Went like a little bit.
I get it.
Wrong.
I got a
but me and my
like
brother
that.
Like don't look like her, and she looks like that, and she doesn't have Neanderthal on her 23andMe, but me and my brother do.
How did she miss?
She missed out on Neanderthal.
Yeah, she has a different daddy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, back, her great 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 grandmother was a loose woman and fucked a different Neanderthal man.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know how genetics work.
Osmosis.
Osmosis.
She didn't osmosis the Neanderthal.
Mm-mm. I knew a girl that did 23andMe, and she inherited a casino. She found out she was Native American.
I don't want to fuck a casino. What are you going to do with it?
Make a lot of money.
I would sell it.
I money? Would literally close it down and then get all the money out of the slots.
Yeah.
And then open it back up.
Well, she just found out that she was like part of the family that like owned the casino. So she's like just kind of sitting pretty.
She works at the casino.
And she's going to college for free. So.
It would be a fun way to be like, I know what I'm doing for my birthday every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be
very
fun.
True.
Have the hookup at Zook.
Zook? Yeah.
What's Zook?
Vegas nightclub.
A Vegas nightclub. Yeah, it was just 6 days. You know me.
Yeah.
I prefer Zook? The wind though.
The wind. Oh,
I know a couple guys doing a residency there. Maybe you a know, boss or something.
I feel.
maybe we could get you in.
Yeah.
That would be.
Ryan.
That would be neither here nor there.
The last time I was in Vegas was for 14 days for work. Yeah, that's why I'll never
what
go back.
What did you do then
I have,
for 14
I was at,
days for work?
Literally every morning I would get up and be like...
For this work?
I hope that like a car hits me somehow. But no, for when I worked at Bird, the scooter company, we had this big...
collect them all.
You know, CEA... It's collect them
all. You were the charger guy.
I don't even think they have birds in Vegas. Like it does.
I didn't see
it
one.
It was a bad start.
You were the bird in the sky. That was it.
Yeah, just me.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We want to take a break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food right to your door. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real meat and veggies to the safety standards of human food.
The easiest healthy habit to start is one for your dog. The Farmer's Dog makes feeding real, healthy dog food easy and convenient, and your dog will absolutely love it. Max absolutely loves it.
He's like obsessed with it.
I talk about it nonstop. He's obsessed with it.
Like, actually.
Yeah. It's the only food, truly, that has ever made him not.
Yarf.
Yeah. I'm being so serious. And it also looks really good to me. It's smart, healthy pet food. You can feel good about feeding your pup. That's why it's time to quit the kibble, kick the cans, and start fresh.
Traditional dry and wet dog food options are highly processed, can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and are extremely difficult to portion accurately. The Farmer's Dog isn't just fresh, higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. Dogs at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs.
A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath, even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. So I have obviously been using Farmer's Dog. They are smaller poops. And when he goes on the sidewalk, which is nonstop, and there's people like with a stroller right behind us, I'm like, no worries, I'll pick it up, which was not the case at all. And literally, it is smaller poops. And like, having gotten him from the pound, his hair is brighter,
luscious,
and shinier.
He has the most thick, luscious hair.
And he did gain a lot of weight at first when he was underweight, and then he just like got to the right weight and it never went up, which mm-hmm. is...
It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health. That means more happy, healthy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/BNC. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/BNC to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/BNC.
You know what was weird about being there for work that isn't... There's no level of fun. Like, I was there to, like, literally... do the convention, which is just like you wear the same thing every single day. Mm-hmm. It's like a lanyard, collared shirt tucked into it, slacks, mm-hmm. and all birds.
Mm. I feel like I would like that. It like sounds like you had so much purpose.
It was just like really pointless. After I felt like I was in purgatory. You know, I didn't even step out. I realized like day 11, I was like, I haven't been outside.
I realized that when we were there. Yeah. I didn't even know what it looked like out there.
No, because where I was had the tram connected to it, which took me mm-hmm. to the convention center. Mm. And so like any time I would walk down to the basement of my hotel, I forget what it was, you get in the tram, it takes you to the convention center. I'd work there all day, come back to the hotel. I'd get like happy hour at my hotel, and then I'd go to bed.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But the worst part about it was like...
Did you feel guilty going to bed in Vegas?
No.
I always feel like I'm doing something
wrong. I felt
wrong.
Nothing. I felt like Vegas was a person in a friend group that like didn't like me and I didn't like them, but they're friends with all of my friends. So I just have to like continue hanging
you
out
have
with
to
them.
Be there. They're
That's
around.
Perfectly
well,
said.
Well, I was well said. Yeah.
Every morning when I woke up, the worst part was like I had to be up every day at like 6:37 and go downstairs. I'd go to the Starbucks inside mm-hmm. and there'd be people... ripping cigs and drinking still, and I'm like, this is purgatory. Mm-hmm. There's no sense of time.
It's all bad guys.
Yeah, it felt like I was in jail.
It's just sad. Everyone loses their house and their families, and yeah. it's sad.
There's tunnels underground in Vegas. There's
same in New York.
Well, there's
see those.
Yeah, we heard
those
about,
are crazy.
We heard about those.
Why'd you look at Brooke?
There's a.
I looked at you.
I keep talking and I missed the punchline. What was that?
I said, why'd you look at Brooke?
We just had spoken about tunnels previously.
I stand with you.
Love tunnels. We're a big tunnel podcast. You guys sweating?
Not yet.
It.
There's a
you sweating, brother?
There's a documentary about the tunnels in Vegas because people go there, they lose their money, and then they like as collateral give people their ID. And then they can't leave.
What?
And then they end up living in the tunnels. And then there was like a big flood.
Are you being serious?
In the tunnels. Yeah, there's a documentary on it. I don't know what it's called.
What are the tunnels? Like, what are they for?
I don't know why Vegas would have tunnels. Maybe Elon Musk gave up on his thing.
Way to get to each casino.
600 maybe. Miles of tunnels.
There's like a lot.
Wow.
And they flooded the tunnels. Or there was like a flash flood and like a bunch of people washed out.
People like live in them?
They died. Like, I shouldn't laugh, but...
Wow.
There's like so much of the world I don't know about.
Me either. Well, that tunnel's nice on the right.
I'm kind of down.
That's a pretty one.
Yeah. Like, it looks like the Bellagio.
This was my life when I was there for work. Like I was
14
kind of
days
in a tunnel the whole time.
What do you do?
Like in a way, I went through the tram system.
A tram is a tunnel.
I'm sure if you went into the sewage thing, like you could probably end up
in the tunnel
on someone's couch in their living room.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I wish we did that. Actually,
yeah.
You just have to talk to them, get to know them.
They're good.
I'm sure they're great.
Yeah.
The documentary you watch, and it's like, oh, that's a normal person. That freaks me out.
Are they normal?
I mean, like a lot of them are like, oh yeah, this was an accident. I accidentally ended up here, and now I can't get home. And I have nothing left, but I'm fine. A lot of them are like, I'm pretty happy here. I have a good sense of community in the tunnels.
That's all I've ever been looking for.
Yeah, we're really looking for a sense of community.
Oh my.
It's like adult sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Which I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not really, though. Maybe.
Did you do a child sleepaway camp?
Yeah, and I had a hard time being away from home, but now I think if I tried again, mm-hmm. I'd be better.
Oh, you stand on your own. You could just host one.
Yeah.
We'll come.
You will?
Yeah.
Straight up.
I think we should at least like do something like that for, I guess that's what like an influencer trip is.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. This can be something completely polar.
Yeah.
A cruise.
Yeah,
different.
A cruise?
No cruises.
I've never been on a cruise.
I've never either.
I have. I don't want to go back.
Not
I don't want to go
I've
back.
I've been on one.
How'd you like it?
I was thinking I was 12.
Did you find love?
I think I was 12.
I did.
And
you
I was,
did?
I found love on a cruise.
Oh my God. Walk us through it.
I was 16 and I met a boy and then I ended up going to college in Ohio for the boy and I dated him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love bomb.
Crazy fuck.
There's something
he
about
told
cruises.
Me he was. He told me he was, how old did he tell me he was?
19.
Yeah, I don't know. He lied about his age and we dated for 3 years.
In a
wow.
Lower
his
or
dad
higher?
Did DMT all the time out of a Juul pod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that? Is that the cough syrup stuff?
That's oxycodone.
I don't know.
Oh.
DMT
that's
is,
lean.
Oh, lean.
Like, he did lean. Like boy did lean.
The boy did lean? Like.
The boy did lean.
Styrofoam.
But anyways, it was a beautiful love story.
It sounds really
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, you found love in a hopeless place.
A lot of people really. Find love on mode. Cruises.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I want to go on a cruise.
Because you too. I'll come with
yeah,
okay, let's go.
I really need it.
Lonely Hearts Club. Let's go.
It's a thing of
like. It's getting sad.
I know it is, Grace. It's okay, though.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Having a crush on a coworker or a teacher, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, same thing on a cruise. It's like the isolated space where like you're actually the most attractive person here, which amplifies you 10 notches.
Like, yes.
That's
airport, same thing, yeah.
But
what is that
airport
called?
People are hot.
Yeah, I do think that they're,
right?
I don't know if it's just that they're your age,
your
so they're
sex
hot.
Sex is coming out.
Or they are actually hot.
That's true.
I think maybe they are actually hot.
I think some of them are actually
because
hot.
Because it's like hot people travel.
Yes, and they're walking things. Briskly yeah. And they're like looking around.
Travel.
Yeah.
Hot people also travel. Drive.
The fellas.
Hot people also swim. Catch up with friends.
But I'm just saying like when you see like a good looking person like behind the wheel, it's like they become hotter.
Yes, they're doing something.
What
like
is that? That's when I always wish I was
and
in a Jeep.
Jeep wave.
There have been so many times where I just like have not thought about a guy that way, and then I'll see them driving, and I'm like, oh, you're the hottest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can operate a huge vehicle.
Whoa. I've done that before. I was checking out some kid's purple shorts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I blew a tire out.
You like the purple shorts?
Crazy. I'm like, I've never seen purple shorts like that. It was right in crazy. Front of him, too. It was
it was our friend.
Our friend's older brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So did you love really your friend's older brother? We were talking about that yesterday.
No, our friend's older brothers were mean. They called us like fat and ugly to our faces and locked us in a basement.
Well, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now they're calling the hotline, so it's fine.
Yeah.
They have gambling problems.
I bet they wish they had you now.
Mm-hmm. Can't have me now.
They told me. They told me.
They just give me a call. I'll be right there. Fuck this trip to work.
I have a question because it is Valentine's Day and all.
Yes, I will.
Hi all.
I love catch. Fancy dinner?
Yes.
I got my dress on. I just put my fancy shoes on.
We're all dressed.
You would be really good on like a like Love is Blind or
Love on the Spectrum.
We're trying.
I'm headed there personally.
Me as
You're
well.
You're welcome to join me.
You should take the test. We could do it together.
Okay. But I feel like I also would do like Married at First Sight or something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you'd be really good at that too.
I'm so willing.
Wait.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight. What's the difference between Married at First Sight and Love is Blind? I thought that was the same thing.
Married at First Sight is the first time you see them is when you walk down the aisle.
I didn't know this
to them, and you're matched by the experts, Dr. Pepper, the pastor, etc.
Love is Blind is the girl on
and
Twitter.
Love is Blind is you're talking through the pods, and
yeah,
then
yeah, that's
you,
what I was
you get engaged when you first see each other, spend some time with your fiance, and then at the altar say I do or I don't.
Do they say I don't a lot?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can handle that.
I could not. You have to say yes.
You want to know what's worse? You want to know what's worse than the I don't? Them seeing you for the first time and being like,
yikes.
You would never find my body.
You would never find me.
I would melt like the Wicked Witch in the
aisle. I would be. Yeah, I don't want to.
And then
do
there's sometimes in Married at First Sight where it's like you're at the altar and someone's like, I can't go through with it because you're too ugly.
Oh, see, I like the shows where you see them in the beginning and you make a connection.
That's totally fair. I don't think I should go on any sort of blind show just like for my
no one should.
Health. Yeah.
Have you guys been watching The Bachelor at all?
We don't partake.
Okay, I don't either.
But I know Maria from TikTok.
Perfect.
My twin.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Okay, so Maria, official apology to Maria. Fully wrong read. Normalize changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Maria. Thank you.
Were you shitting on Maria until the whole internet loved her? Bandwagon.
No. I had her in my bracket.
Okay.
Moving on. Because she was entertainment. Because you said that, I kept her in my bracket. And then she keeps finding herself in the middle of trouble. And I am one to say that, like, if you keep finding yourself in drama, like, common denominator, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like... like
valid
a
point.
Science thing.
Mm-hmm. Valid point.
Like you're osmosising and magnetizing.
You always think drama is a bad thing.
I love drama.
Well, drama when it's negative and it makes people feel bad, I think is a bad thing.
Okay.
I love to do that.
Kind of going out on a limb by saying that, I know, but official apology to Maria.
You love her.
I don't know if she's the cause of a lot of stuff, she's involved in a lot of stuff. At least there's depth, because a lot of the girls are like, I had an experience when I was a baby, and I think I'm still carrying that with me today. And I'm like, no, you...
Mm-mm.
They said you need to have something... It was like an SAT essay
What's
question.
Maria's
it's like,
depth? Do you mean trauma?
Yeah. But there's layers. Like, she has a personality. A lot of the girls are like, I'm here to marry him, and I'll do whatever. And it's like, that is not a personality.
Well,
you're just like...
you can make it one.
You can.
Yeah.
You
can. Again?
Yeah.
But, like, all the girls have the same one, and he's like, okay. And then Maria, I think he's drawn to her. Cause there's a little bit of, like, oomph. Yeah?
You said you don't like drama. I feel like you're drama.
No.
No?
I feel like... there is a lot of drama around you.
Around me. I hate when people are mad at me, though. Like, I don't like when anyone's mad at me.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Well, yeah.
I can't sleep.
Mm. No one likes
that. It's like there's a spider in my bed. Mm. Hey, y'all. We want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, MeUndies. At some point in our illustrious love lives, we've all asked our partner the same age-old question that guys have probably been asking for 1,000 years. Am I big? Well, MeUndies doesn't know the actual answer to that, or if your partner gave you the actual truth. This Valentine's Day, they can help you look huge with their contoured pouch and ball caddy. Every Valentine's Day needs a Valentine's night, and MeUndies is your perfect thirst trap to get the mood right.
MeUndies has a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Try our sexy new V-Day prints, like electric hearts or lovebirds. Plus, they come in sizes XS to 4, extra small, as you know, to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. I personally like to be a little bit more adventurous with my MeUndies.
Oh, I know.
For example, I absolutely love my Spider-Man undies. They are just awesome.
Oh, yeah. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. I also have a pair of MeUndies from freshman year of college that I still have.
They're so durable.
Yeah, me too.
They also use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. This Valentine's Day, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/BNC. That's MeUndies.com/BNC for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Well, are you a bachelor girl?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we've never really liked it or watched it.
It doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me.
I used to get a kick out of my dad like to watch it because he liked to watch the girls fight over the one guy.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
It was just crazy because my dad's a macho guy. Yeah. you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there watching The Bachelor. My mom's not even watching it, saying, why won't anyone watch this
with me? A lot of guys like it.
Yeah. There's nothing I love more than like a stereotypical like man loving reality TV.
Oh, it's awesome.
I think that's one of the best dualities really of our is. Time.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think we're watering it down too much. I miss the OG reality shows.
Bad Girls Club?
Bad Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Like Big Brother's pretty good. All of those.
I liked like Next and Parental Control.
Me too.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, free
yeah.
idea. Bring back Next. They should.
Yeah.
We would all tune in.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back, please.
I just really wanted, when I talked about Valentine's Day, I really wanted to just, I'm curious, does anyone know why is a baby like the logo for Valentine's Day?
It's Cupid.
It's Cupid.
I know, but like, why is baby in
this
charge?
Country runs on the back of perverts.
That's what I was getting at, Grace.
No, we're
okay,
on the same
so
page.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Hollywood.
I need to. Can we look up the origin of Cupid? I know it's. Is it like stop Greek mythology?
Yeah. Getting out of control.
So, why yeah. was Cupid a baby? Everyone else is a grown adult. Why is Cupid a baby? Once Venus had a second son in Taros, Cupid became an older and stronger. Perhaps Cupid is usually seen as a baby because babies represent the combination of two people in love.
Oh,
that's pretty.
So his mother is hermaphrodite. Yeah.
And it's not like he's engaging in the love. He's just
not
kind of
hermaphrodite.
Controlling
Aphrodite.
You know?
Oh, aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. That's what the
oysters
come from.
Oh, my God. That's probably the origin. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
aphrodisiac, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you just like cracked open
cracked the code. Wow.
You guys that lost your brain yet?
I'm washing mine.
Yeah. I was going to say a lot of times when we talk, I'm like, do not let like Tim Dillon get a hold of one of these because he always grabs our like dumbest little excerpts and I'm like, oh no.
Do you guys feel sometimes like when you're talking you catch yourself and you're like I'm like the dumbest person in the world
second of the day?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we don't catch it until it goes out into the internet. Mm-hmm. And then we see everyone remake our clips and make fun of us.
Yes.
Candace Owens starts yelling at us.
Oh my God, what happened with that?
She's a monster. I don't know. She doesn't like us. She doesn't like our hot takes.
We are the problem.
She got
with
a hold
this
of
country.
You. You're the problem.
Us too.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a huge honor. Mm-hmm. For her to think you're a problem. Like that's when you know you're not a problem.
Yeah.
I don't like talking solution. About her because I know that if I sat in a room with her, we would cry.
Oh, crumble.
We can't debate like that. I can't do it.
No, I
never
debate.
Said I could. No, I just said
some
it
people are born. She would probably be good on The Bachelor. Like,
oh, she would win.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm scared she's actually going to come for me now.
Oh, she will.
Is
get
that a knock
prepared.
On the door?
Was it?
Candace.
Oh, I can't. I can. I could not handle
bow and arrow like Cupid and just pierce.
She's got a big diaper.
Come on in, Candy.
Yeah, that was a scary time.
Candy. Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't be scared. You can do it.
I just like won't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Candace, I'm not going to acknowledge you, so don't even try it.
Yeah, bitch. Okay? Oh my God, I can't believe I said that.
That was scary. Get my wife's name out your mouth.
I had something to ask you that's like slipping through the cracks. Oh, Brie, how was the Grammys?
Oh, it was fun.
Just fun?
It was fun. It wasn't as fun as I thought it was
really?
Going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun, but it was cool.
It's once in a lifetime.
It was once in a lifetime, and I was like front row.
You were in the front. We were like so.
Yeah, I cared.
So far back, but we were far back enough that it was like, I couldn't personally see
it. It was fun for me because it was personally my favorite dream concert. Like,
right.
I'm obsessed with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
SZA. Oh, God.
And then, it was just my dream concert. But everything else just wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Like being around all those people, it was just like, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as exciting and shocking. I wanted to overhear something.
Uh-huh.
Or like be able to tell you guys something, but I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people are probably like on their best.
Yeah.
I also feel like whatever we're in right now where it's like, I feel like celebrities know that that's what people are waiting for out of those events now because there's a phone on them 24/7. They're like, tight lips until we're in our car leaving.
Yes. And they all do the whisper hand thing now.
Yeah.
Because of the Golden Globes.
The lip readers.
Lip readers.
Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
It was pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a little drunky.
Yeah.
A little funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting there and then I was like, I don't want to, you know, it's like a formal event. And then like one of the people that had invited us was like, why are you so sober? And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, cool.
Did you get drunk?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. I couldn't.
I was thinking, oh, at the after parties we will. And then we walked outside and we're soaking wet. And then it like stripped me of every interest at all to keep like.
I didn't do an after
going
party.
Out. Yeah, we all went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're all
a bunch
so
of
relieved.
Suckers.
You would have
made the best out of the Grammys.
That no, was like,
give
was,
me a call next time.
I was on my feet, like, for every, like, Luke Combs okay, comes Taylor out, Swift. Chrissy Chapman. I was also like view farming Taylor Swift while I was there for TikTok. I was like, whoop, she's up. TikTok post. But
view farming.
I was like, let's rake in
those
views.
Is that a
views.
New term?
That's really good.
It came up recently. I was like, yep, that's mine. That's mine now. I'm going to say that because it is. Like, I'm like,
you are a view farmer.
Yeah, but like, I realized recently, I was like, oh, like, this is something where I'm like, oh, this person is like inches from like Noah Kahn. Like, and you're having fun with your friends. Like, I'm going to post that. It's funny. Like, yeah. that's why I'm personally at these things. You
well,
know?
Yeah,
like,
that's why we get invited to things like that.
It's to like show
post about
the
it.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. And it's like, okay, cool. They're having fun and it's funny. But yeah, it's like, obviously, I'm going to post within the zeitgeist. It's going to get clicks.
I get way too shy.
Oh, me too. I can't talk to anyone that I want to talk
no.
to. And I
oh
wish
God.
To dear God I could.
I wish to dear
crumble.
God.
But I crumble.
It crumble.
Yeah. I'm really bad at this job because me I'll too, be like, right? Oh my God, this is the coolest event ever. I got to live in the moment. But
that's
not
how
why
I
you're
feel.
There.
Yeah.
I know. I just put my phone away. I'm like, get
everything.
Off your phone.
Like, you can just talk about it on the podcast, yeah. And then it's like you've done your job.
That's
you're
true.
You're spreading the gospel.
But people want to see with their eyes.
Sure.
Unless you're the girl with the new Harry Potter books.
Right. Mm.
True.
It's like,
I love
sometimes
you.
It's like we can't.
You rock. I needed you today.
We're so lucky to have Ryan.
I love it.
Wow.
So huge.
It's so awesome.
Have you guys talked about the Super Bowl yet at all?
Not really.
Oh, yeah, can dying to
big game.
I actually have not even a word to say about the game. Like,
yeah, I didn't really. I don't care.
Was it boring to anyone else? Did you?
No, it's like the
Snooze
greatest
fest.
Game
Look
of football.
No. I'm saying.
Of
I'm
course,
saying,
it was boring.
Didn't they go to overtime? And it was an epic history.
Yeah, OT.
Thing? Wasn't
OT
it a great
only,
game of ball?
It was like not even a game until like
all
the last couple
all
minutes
the guys
of the fourth
saying,
quarter.
Greatest game of ball ever.
Nah.
I was slept. I woke up with 13 seconds left. I
yeah,
was
no,
so
it was,
hungover.
It was fine. I was just bummed that it was like, it was a lot like the Grammys. Like there was, it was kind of like, oh.
That's what I meant.
It
about
went
the
by
Grammys.
Without a hitch. Like,
yeah,
it almost
felt
like a three-printed Super Bowl.
I wanted like boom, boom,
it was like an artificial Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know
the
highs and lows
of
the
Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say, was anyone moved by the Wicked trailer?
I don't like Ariana Grande.
I was Eagle in the Air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were what?
I was Eagle in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the sky mm-hmm. with Carter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You? Were you moved by the Wicked commercial?
I was moved because I think it was like the only thing that had any substance to
color.
It.
There was lots of, it was colorful.
It was colorful. Visual. It was kind of, I also like big production movies. And I also know that the scene in Wizard of Oz that they showed with all the flowers, the director planted 9 million tulips for that because he doesn't like CGI.
I told you the plot of Wicked, right? I've told you that before.
Yeah. We're okay. going to go see it in New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, we are going to go see that. I'm personally like so ecstatic.
Yeah,
I love
Wicked.
Like,
I'm
you a Wicked girl
alone.
Too.
Yes,
you a Broadway girl.
Yes,
I only really know like Wicked and like the you know the top ones.
That's fine.
Annie, like I'm gonna be Annie's kid. I'm gonna be Miss Hannigan for Halloween. I already decided.
Oh, that's
that.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, I like the classics.
I love the classics. I am like a big classics girl. I think Wicked was the first show I've ever seen that was my gateway drug.
Me too.
And now I can't.
And then I had the soundtrack, and my mom would sing
really
it with me.
Like, it's really.
Do you want to come when
go.
We go?
When
that's
New York?
Be the first time.
Yeah.
I see it.
When?
Can we do it when I'm
March.
There for shows?
Yeah, we are going.
Yes. Can I please come?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Please.
You want to see it again?
I would love to.
Thank okay. you so much.
It's really like the perfect first show.
I want to.
Okay,
I want to see it
because everyone knows Wizard of Oz. You feel invested in it. You feel like it's made for you, and it's just like such a performance.
Yeah.
And the music is just like so universal.
I like musicals on Broadway. I don't like musicals on movies.
Yep.
Okay.
Ding,
that's
ding,
fair.
Ding,
you
different
will love,
winner.
You'll love Wicked.
Okay.
I thought the new Mean Girls was good. And obviously, love Renee. I'll die for Renee. Mm-hmm. The crowd, when they realized it was a musical.
I don't get why no one knew it was a musical. I refused
to
go to the premiere.
Apparently, people
they knew
don't
want to
see musicals, so they lie and pretend it's not a musical. I will be there if you tell me it's a musical.
Tell Brooke.
I will be in the front row. You okay?
I'm wearing my Skims today, so I'm just adjusting to the support.
Mm. I call them my Kimmies.
I'm wearing
my
Skimmies.
Oh! Skims twins.
Shit,
we're,
I can pretend I'm wearing a brassiere.
You're wearing a Skims brassiere.
Yes,
it's Valentine's Day.
It is.
You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Is a brassiere a bra?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds so French.
Brazier.
Hot take, but like I wish we lived in the day of like corsets.
Me too.
Do.
No, like the
like
big,
the ones that would literally like you couldn't breathe in them.
Yeah.
It's like, well, literally the same. Right here. We should start doing that right here.
So doesn't hit the same.
It's like
find
the
your own Ozempic.
Yeah, seriously.
Our shtick is we like once a day bring up poop or farts, and then we are like, why did we do that again?
Oh,
and then
yeah,
we move on.
We've already brought it up, actually.
Gotta get it off.
I already
chest
checked the box.
Or out of your bowels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What up, y'all? We want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, ZocDoc. You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and all you and you feel like you have to bend the truth a little bit? You know the one who asks, what do you really do for work? Or when are you getting married? Only for her to not really listen and just judge you? Well, you may have to grin and bear it with your family, but you shouldn't have to feel that way when talking to your doctor about that rash that really looks like your high school crush. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not talking about a few, okay? Seriously? We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet IRL. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the ZocDoc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. I have used ZocDoc several times. Yep. I'm an outspoken ZocDoc user. I most recently used it for my back, and I got in the closest appointment to me, mm-hmm, because it was a specialist, was 5 days, which was fine. And it was awesome. It was great. The doctor was great. He brought in several recommendations, yeah, for me to move forward and referred me to a physical therapist.
Yay.
Which is really nice. We're keeping in touch, too, because I have to go back for an MRI.
Go to ZocDoc.com/BNC and then download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BNC. ZocDoc.com/BNC.
Okay.
Okay.
How do we feel? Okay, enough. Okay. Enough. How do we feel? I wrote down a bunch of ads,
okay,
stuff.
Because okay.
Just overall, IMO. Chime in if you want to, because I have
notes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
English.
Sorry.
I get the cliff notes? I can't even
ads
understand.
Ads sucked. Okay.
That's the bullet point.
Yeah, we're talking about the commercials at the big game.
The big game.
I thought you were doing your ad reads right now.
I'm sorry.
No, I do. Listen, I can help with that if you want. I don't care.
The commercials sucked.
Your ads are my ads.
Oh, God.
Temu actually kind of rubbed off on me.
And I'm like, wow, I never thought there was going to be a competitor for Amazon, Temu.
I didn't realize it was a competitor for Amazon, but it is.
I don't know. Is it?
Wait,
I just kind of think it is.
It's
like
cheap
a
stuff
website.
I don't think I looked
up. Not if it's in the Super Bowl.
Until the Wicked
commercial.
Well, Temu, it's like, Temu, shop like a billionaire. I was like,
and it was all orange and okay shit. It was cool.
It takes 30, maybe 40 days to get there, though, right?
No, I think no.
It's really fast because it's built on
child
a bunch
labor.
Of children, yeah.
They are strong.
Which, like,
we are not doing
like,
it.
God,
I haven't.
God forbid.
Of it.
God forbid.
Godspeed.
Those kids are quick.
Tanks.
Talented.
Pumping it out.
Talented kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
It's like just a bunch of crappy shit.
It's like Amazon.
Really like, or like Amazon XGN for like
it was
everything.
Wish.com.
It's kind of similar, I feel, but it comes fast.
It comes really fast.
Is it like household items?
Anything you want, Brooke.
Yeah, it's anything.
Look at the top five things. It's
okay.
Just really anything you want.
Shoes,
big lightning
a
deal.
Toothbrush, more shoes.
Giant
a
bottle
hose.
Opener.
Okay.
None of this
knee
looks
braces.
Real to me.
Some sort of
I mean,
grout,
I don't know why you guys
beef.
Are getting so
okay.
Six pack of glasses.
Because you need them.
A gun, I think. Is that a gun?
I think that is a huge gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody on Temu, it seems.
Yeah.
You know what I am addicted to?
How much
to?
Is the gun?
Oh, it's just a gun part.
$5.47.
$5 gun.
It's cheap.
It's cheap. All right. I like Temu.com now.
Okay, so you liked Temu or you didn't
no,
like Temu?
It, like, No, I hate it because I hate anything like it's for some reason makes me like really panicky when I think about something that massive that can spend $40 million on ads because of how much shit that they're selling. I'm like,
how much a Super Bowl slot is?
Well, they bought four.
Yeah, they had a lot.
Okay, I must have. I really
commercial
though.
If you're gonna buy four, just do a new commercial.
Okay, and then the next, the runner up, but right behind them, Jesus and Scientology are really just like spending some huge.
Jesus is rich.
Okay, yeah, so
loaded.
I took a survey and some people said they didn't see the Scientology ad.
Oh,
I didn't, it was just see in this area.
Oh,
I only saw Jesus.
I only saw Jesus. Jesus washed feet.
Jesus washed a lot of feet.
Yeah,
and what was Jesus trying to sell? God's
just his
dove
yeah.
soap.
Love, yeah,
love, dove, love.
Dove yeah. soap his, for feet washing.
That
yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, like oh Lord, because I was thinking like, okay, I feel like there's a larger message here, and it's that Jesus just dropped racks on this ad about washing feet, and I don't know if everybody even knows the story about or like the metaphor that is like Jesus washed feet, which is like the lowest thing you can do, which is like oh, and the message was not well received because it was like here's an abortion clinic and here's like a gay pride parade, and I was like I think that. It's it really just confusing. Showing all the things that like a lot of Christians are against, and
I don't
you're
think
kind
there
of
should
losing
be
them.
Ads for institutions. Religion.
Well,
or
yeah, that was a big conversation too, because it's like it has to pass a lot of FTC right. stuff.
Hey, listen, we're the only country that shows ads for pharmaceuticals.
Really?
That's true also, yeah, that's true also, because I think that the whole Super Bowl is brought to you by Pfizer.
There were so many Pfizer commercials too. It was crazy.
You know what ad was really bad and should have been good?
Hmm.
Uber Eats.
What was the Uber Eats?
I like don't even understand what they were going for. It was Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer and a bunch of other celebrities.
I remember.
Oh, because you forget things.
It was like you forget things, but also like what?
Yeah, shut up.
I just like really didn't understand the connection to Uber Eats. Like if you're going to have Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer in an ad, like do make it good.
Make out.
Yeah, like do something.
Make out on screen.
Like do something good, like don't have Jennifer Aniston forget who he is. Like that didn't make any type of sense to me.
How could she ever forget?
Right, it just like, was like it was
also
stupid.
It's more of an ad for dementia.
That's given like the times, forget your friends with Uber Eats.
Yeah,
you don't have to go see them anymore. We'll come right to you.
Yeah, stay in your house.
Stay in your house. Don't visit them.
Yeah, it was to me that one didn't land.
I'm with you. That was bad.
Probably because I didn't get it.
Here's one that didn't land for me. Mm-hmm. Volkswagen commercial giving the long, long history of Volkswagen and skipping over World War II in their timeline.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, completely.
I'm not. You can it's rewrite like your own history, I guess.
It was like 1939, and I was like, are we going to do this? And then it was like 1960. I was like, whoa, really?
Wow.
I'll probably just be like, hey, we do electric cars now, by the way.
Yeah, and then the car they showed at the end was so ugly.
I was like, I'm lost. Okay, I guess we're not doing that right now. And then it was like, Scientology.
Come join us.
Curious?
Take your Volkswagen to the huge...
Get a shot.
...massive whatever happens inside this building.
That would be like
Matt
a good episode of Black Mirror. This is an episode of Black Mirror. Just like a like montage of all the Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
Like religion.
David Schwimmer sends...
Prescriptions.
Sends Jennifer Aniston her booster shot in Uber.
Uber Eats X Dementia collab.
That is Black Mirror. Apple thing.
Vision.
Yeah, was there one for that? I was Eagle Scott.
No, but
I don't think
but
so.
But Tim Cook was there and at all the after parties. Like, he was at the same after party as David Dobrik. Tim Cook.
Who's that?
Makes sense.
He's like he's like the new Steve Jobs.
Oh.
I was like, I feel like you should
level up.
Yeah.
Not somewhere like safe.
Is he?
Yeah.
Decent wood.
He looks like a turtle.
They all do for some reason.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, listen,
smart thing.
A turtle with a luck.
Okay. Here's one that pissed me off.
So, yeah.
Brooke and I had Hannah Berner on, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about
love
she's the best.
I called. Sorry, I have a quick story. I called her when I was drunk. Because she gave me her number on the street one day, and I called her. I'm like, hey, listen, do you drink? I'm sitting around with a couple of friends, and we can't figure out if you drink or not.
Hey, that's fine.
It's a good question.
She was like, yeah, like question. Every once in a while. Anything else? I mean, no, it's good. Weird.
I think we caught both of you guys.
That's a good question.
So this is a safe space.
We couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So we had her on, and we were talking about... having like a Judge Judy and sending Judge Judy on like a tart trip and how like that would be awesome, and Hannah made a joke about like, here, get ready with me to break up a family. And it was just like this joke. And then Elf had Judge Beauty.
Judge Beauty, yeah, that was crazy.
And that got completely lost because they also had the entire cast from Suits. And then Meghan Trainor, which was like
so random.
She's fucking everywhere.
She's everything everywhere all at once.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She's one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what is like Meghan Trainor's in the Illuminati. Ever?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Yeah, I agree.
Featuring or Charlie one. Puth featuring Meghan Trainor.
Let's Marvin
Gaye. That one does not get old, unfortunately, for me.
I don't know why I have such like erratic beef with Charlie Puth.
No, we all do.
Why?
Me too.
I don't know.
It's that shaved eyebrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's his.
Well, that's his scar from a dog attack.
I think it's him just being like, oh, what note was that?
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I think it's cool.
Mm. Yeah, it's real pretty.
Yeah.
I just like wouldn't want to be like, imagine a scary movie. Imagine a home intruder and you're in the closet with Charlie Puth. And then he, the home. Yeah. And the intruder steps on a floorboard. And he's like, that's a G minor.
Yeah, that's why everyone hates him.
Pick me.
Beep, 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 yeah. Yeah. He's like walking around like, yeah, no, I know that. I know that.
We know.
Yeah,
we know.
All good.
Stop playing the piano. You're fucking
He's very talented, though. Like,
I'm good for him.
No, I love
you. Can be talented.
Charlie, would love to have you on. Would love to have you on, man.
Oh, Charlie.
And your eyebrow?
My eyebrow.
Hey. I would kill for your eyebrows, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're so brave.
On account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that. And here's one thing. Okay, one thing that was good. Mm-hmm. E-Trade, I will always love a baby that has a man's voice, like an adult voice.
I kind of liked that.
That will never not be funny. What?
I'm just looking at your notes.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. And there was another commercial that for like sour at Patch Kids, and it was like two adult men with baby voices. I was like, that's never not gonna like tickle something on my brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually don't like grown men doing baby voices.
No, they weren't like, I love you, sweetie, Snookums. It was like literally like, I wanna tackle, like it was like an actual, sorry. I wanna, if we were playing football against the Sour Patch Kids, we could tackle them easy because they're tiny.
Ooh, that doesn't sound any like better than Snookums.
I don't know. I don't want to watch. I didn't see that one.
I guess it was overlooked by many, but I thought it was funny. I'm like, that can't get old. One thing I need to say across the board, while this was not my favorite in the moment because it brought out like the most annoying parts of the internet and the most annoying people, we honestly need to bring back originality, bring back Puppy Monkey Baby or whatever. Like it was annoying. It was a meme, but like it was original.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It was Puppy Monkey Baby.
Pumpkin Monkey Baby.
Pumpkin Monkey Baby.
I need more details.
I think it was Mountain
Dew.
Oh.
And it was like a thing.
Oh, Puppy Monkey Baby.
I have no idea who that young man is.
I'm addicted to this specific young man.
I don't know that specific young man.
Is this for Mountain Dew?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Is there a jingle that goes along with Puppy Pumpkin?
No, I think he was just like a crazy...
Puppy Monkey for Halloween. Baby.
Yeah. I think he was a crazy young man, kind of, on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, oh, he's not awesome. Familiar with his work.
What does he talk? What does his voice sound like?
I think he was like making crazy noises.
Does he talk? Sean White comes in.
Hello, Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah, Sean's like,
I don't know if he made any noises, but that was kind of it for all my ads on my end.
What'd you think of the halftime show?
I shan't speak.
No, speak.
You have a podcast.
Yeah. You didn't like it.
I love Usher. I love Ludacris. Yeah. Outspoken Ludacris. Stan. We have the same birthday, me and Ludacris.
Oh my gosh.
I love him.
Ludacris.
Yeah, it is.
No, Luda was a 9/11 baby.
I was left saying, oh, is that it?
Oh.
I thought it was good, but.
You were blue balled?
Blue balled is a great way to put it. I was so excited. But
I kind of agree.
I kind of seemed all over the place.
Mm-hmm. The beginning, none of their outfits matched. It felt like they just found them on the side of the street. I didn't enjoy it.
Little John.
But when it came out on Rollerblades, I was like, that's kind of cool.
Did you hear about the girl?
The girl fell.
Yes.
She checked all the boxes saying that she could do all the tricks, and she could not do all the tricks.
I think that girl on TikTok is fake.
Me too. It looks like a fake black eye.
Because she also did something else. She did another like sob story about being an assistant at the Grammys that went viral.
Gargirl 0.25.
Gargirl.
Yeah. Her scar's gone now.
She's fake.
She did another one that said that her grandma made her sign an NDA not to tell her fiance that she had. She was like a billionaire.
No, I think she's a comedian.
Her grandma.
Oh, and she's Claudine? Really good. Yeah. Everyone's falling for it.
Claudine. But it's not funny content.
No, it's. But she's a good liar.
Mm. She's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Yeah,
actress.
We need to make it big in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Usher. It was. You couldn't hear him either.
What was up with that?
Someone's fired.
So I put on my Instagram story, and then I got too scared about.
I didn't say my public opinion. Yeah.
I was shaking my ass.
No, it was good. Like, the music was good. At first, when Usher came out, I was like, whoa. At least, I mean, his mic is definitely on. He's not lip syncing because that was.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? And then Alicia Keys comes out. Mm-hmm. And that first note, I was like, did I imagine that? Because Alicia Keys is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you guys see that they're now
editing it
and reposting the official version?
And it's edited.
Like,
this country's going to shit.
What happened?
That's something that you have to own.
Yeah.
Like, that makes
it
worse.
She kept going. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was good. She was fine. It's just like the first note was tough. Mm-hmm. But that's something I just be like, oh, LMAO. That happens.
Do you think Usher was going to propose to his girlfriend after, or he had to after grabbing a Alicia like that?
Yeah, he did. And they got married in Vegas. Like a totally.
I think maybe it was he was like, fuck, I have.
I feel like you're on such a high after something like that.
That was like
you simply
crazy.
Must forever.
Like that's like 1,000 bodies.
Yeah. But then again, it's like they're performing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, Swiss Beats came out, which is Alicia Keys' husband, and was like, they killed it. That was phenomenal. I'm glad that I got to see that in person.
Man.
Like, that's great. That's secure in your relationship.
That's huge.
So it's given. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was in the watching on my TV like. You know, that was tough to watch.
Delilah from Lil Rascal.
They were.
Live
were,
performances make me like scared.
It's scary. And I feel bad for all the people. I guess Bieber was going to go out.
He was gonna?
There was never.
No, I don't think he was. I think that was just people wanted him
to.
No, there was like a blind item that said like he wasn't feeling it. Like they have.
So we believe all blind items?
I
choose to.
Really?
Yeah, no. It gives us something to talk about.
True. I believe the ones I want to believe.
I'm a gossip hound.
I don't
Me
know.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gossip.
One more thing I'd like to say. Lil Jon is supposed to be the ultimate hype man of any generation.
Uh-huh.
And he was giving the opposite of hype. He was giving exhaustion.
Energy.
Yeah.
Well,
he was giving
tired.
He was giving
it's a lot.
Give me a break. Yeah. That kind of
he
thing.
He was probably on a Vegas bender.
Yeah.
I get it.
He just got out of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. He just got out of the tunnel.
That's how they got everybody onto that stage is via tunnel.
Mm. Yeah.
I was also shocked at the level of sweat from Usher's body.
Oh, he can dance like no other, but
that
he was
crazy. Yeah, he was gyrating.
Mm-hmm. He took his shirt off.
He has not aged a day.
No, he hasn't.
He seems like he can do no wrong to me. He seems so sweet.
Oh, he seems like a great guy. He really does.
Yeah.
I don't have one bad thing to say about Usher.
He's not a Super Bowl performer for sure, but he totally is.
I think he performed.
Yeah, he gave it his all.
The microphone wasn't on.
He performed, but the microphones weren't on for like anybody. I noticed like everybody kind of had like an iffy moment in the mix. Except Ludacris.
Dude, he sounded crisp.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, yeah, I love Ludacris. Dope.
Ludacris on the verse.
I think it just happened to come from like Rihanna last year.
Oh,
and
God,
also,
yeah.
For me, nothing's going to top like Red Hot Chili Peppers and like Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just like
Shakira.
Crazy. Yeah, Shakira thing or like
Lady Gaga, Beyonce.
Lady Gaga. Give us a show.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you bring too many people in.
Yeah, did the thing.
Mm.
Well, you know, everyone was pissed last year that Rihanna didn't. So,
you can't win.
You can't win.
No one's ever happy with the Super Bowl.
I'm like over performances where someone's not announcing that they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like
announce something.
I'm going to
give us something.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first comedian halftime show.
I like that.
I'm putting that out there. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
15 minutes to stand up.
Pivot.
They should switch. Yeah.
How about this game, huh?
The big game.
Bring out John Mulaney.
God forbid I say Super Bowl. Yeah, we're on NFL right now. I can say it.
Welcome to the
it's
big
gonna
game.
It's going
to
hit.
I'm in. That's better.
You get tackled like a streaker after saying Super Bowl.
Was the streaker real?
No, they were clothed.
I didn't see the streaker.
No, but someone did run on the...
So the streaker, I saw online that... He made a bet.
I saw that too, but I don't think that's real either.
I thought you believe all blind items.
Maybe I don't.
The man, the alleged man came out and said, I am going to put a bet that there's going to be a streaker. And then he bought his $13,000 ticket and stroked.
That seems too easy.
And he kind of stroked his way across the field.
That seems like too easy of a way to win that much money.
I was looking at some of the like the bets in there, and it was like very, very specific. And I was like, how are we allowed to do literal inside trading? And you are the person that's been
right.
Like,
no, literally. That's inside trading.
Like, they talk about the Gatorade color when they splash it down. And I was like, I could just feel. I feel like I could ask like 5 guys and then find out what that color is going to be.
There's not like every color available at that time. It's like someone puts the Gatorade into the thing. You can ask.
Gatorade guy.
Yeah, is the Gatorade guy signing an NDA?
Look for orange around the stadium.
So. Yeah.
I'm confused by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see the Gatorade order.
There.
Next year is my year to win big.
I'm betting a lot on, I'm sorry to circle back to The Bachelor, but like those people, like everyone involved in The Bachelor, not saying a word about The Bachelor. And I know it was filmed a long time ago because they were at one of the, like that, like a concert I was at. I didn't even realize they were like on their second date for like the second episode. And I was like, that was 8 months ago. These people are definitely not having too much to drink at a bar and like being like, by the way,
the winner not been leaked.
Bitch won.
Yeah, right?
So I think you'd go to jail.
I thought the winner was leaked.
No, because there's a lot of money involved in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Betting
wise. That's one thing I'll never do. Sign an NDA. I don't care.
I've never signed one.
Have you signed
one? I'm not signing one.
Have you guys signed NDAs?
Yeah, but also like.
We've signed one.
Like
when?
How strict is it, really? You know?
How strong are your lawyers?
Like, you have signed one?
We signed We signed a full send one.
What's that mean?
Nelk one.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Come and get us,
and we're all friends.
Come on, Kyle. Kyle will do it.
Who's Kyle?
A Nelk.
I don't know what that is. Like,
I think these words are all new for
Nelk
Brooke.
Boys. Yeah. Full send.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're these Canadian straight guys up. And they Happy prank dad. People.
Oh, fun.
And they have veneers.
And they have women all the time around. Latino girls they like.
Yeah. They got it going on.
Live in Miami and they bet and have APs.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Just and right up
really,
your alley.
They're really nice. Yeah, I love it. I will say.
Right. Oh, Brooke, you would love the Nelk Boys.
Yeah. No, I already do. Yeah. They sound fun.
Yeah.
You'd love their fan base. They go absolutely apeshit.
Oh, no, I'm sure
they love ladies.
I'm sure they'd love Wicked.
Wait, that's a vlog. Brooke and the Nelk Boys take Wicked on Broadway.
Please watch the show one day. Love. You'll love it.
I would love that.
I know. I want to, like, I think it would be fun for me to, like, bro out with some
the Nelk
those.
Boys
not
would be
necessarily
perfect.
Them but
we could
like,
ease
well.
You in at the Barstool Sports office
because
they actually like Broadway.
Yeah,
we work for Barstool Sports.
Yeah, I'd like to meet some of them. It's like a complete it's like a culture shock for me. Yeah. And probably for them too.
Yeah,
oh, it'd be
we can make that happen when you come.
Okay,
that would be so fun.
Yeah. We're Barstool, not the sports, so it's a good little transition there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we'll just have to full send you on your way to Nelky.
Yeah,
my favorite thing on Barstool Sports is like it's like you feel like you guys kind of led like a little bit of a rebrand in like a media company way, but every time there's a post that isn't like a picture of a football, people are like, what the fuck is up with this country? Barstool Sports used to be pictures of footballs and baseballs.
Yes.
And now it's not, and I'm mad, and I'm unfollowing.
Uh-huh.
They never actually
fat lesbian off my screen.
I'm like, dude, I'm still questioning. I'm not sure.
That's huge.
We could wrap, but I want to bring up one more thing because it's so relevant to this. You three women here today.
Ladies, ooh, excited.
Did you guys see there's this thing coming out? I can't relate to this at all because we never had these. But they're now doing, you guys had snow days growing up, right?
Yes.
They would call off school, there's some snow, and your day is like that's it.
That's
like
it.
You can focus on it's a snowman day, right? Mm-hmm. It's a snowball day. You gotta meet up with your friends or like have hot chocolate. You know they're now, because of COVID, they do remote kindergarten days. You still go to school but you're at home.
Thank God.
There's no such thing as a snow. We've lost the snow
that
day.
We live in the year that we live in, and we were in school when we were in school.
Absolutely.
Like if we had to zoom in.
Could never. I dropped out of college because of that.
My internet's broken, you idiot.
Like the power's out.
I'm
freezing. My internet
I'm
out.
Playing in the snow. That's terrible.
That's terrible. And that's like stripping away a fundamental piece of childhood.
I truly
you should be ashamed.
That's something I would like call my senator about. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Protect our children from remote learning.
Yeah.
God forbid they build a snowman. What happened to us?
Like we lived with snow days for so long and it was like don't fix what's not broken.
I can't even relate, and I am pissed. I'm riding at dawn.
Oh, yeah, you didn't
for this.
Have snow days.
No, we had hurricane weeks though.
Oh wow,
fun.
It was fun.
Hurricane party.
That was something where it's like we may lose half of our student body this week because it was like not snow. It was like your house is gonna flood and there's gonna be a tree that falls on your dad.
Aww. When you do have snow, you guys lose your fucking mind. And it's like this tiny little bit.
Right.
Well, because I learned I had a big it was a geography class and our professor freshman year of college was the local weatherman as well. Hmm. So he'd go into the
is that like a small town thing?
It was Austin, Texas. So I don't know.
Your teacher was a celebrity.
Like a local celebrity,
that's
yeah.
Literally.
And the class was like an intro class. And this is going to be different if you didn't go to a big school, but I had 1,000 people in my, and it was like an auditorium for this intro class because everyone had to take one of like 6 classes.
1,000 people in one class, not the graduating class that you were in?
No, there's 10,000 in my graduating class.
What? Everything's bigger in Texas. 52.
In college?
No, oh, you're talking college.
High school. There was.
Oh, you're talking about college.
We just talking about high school.
I thought I was talking about high school too.
But I learned
that
Texas
was
about
shocking.
That was shell shocking.
Like, wow.
A little bit. Well, I had 1,000 in my graduating class in high school and 10,000 in my college.
Okay.
At UT.
How many in high school?
1,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had 95.
It's very much Friday Night Lights.
Used to be 96, but one guy got expelled because he stole like everyone's phone.
Oh.
No one was safe. He stole 95 phones.
Whoa.
That is awesome.
He stole everyone's phone.
What did he, what
did
was
he
doing
you?
With them? How old
he
did
got
he?
Me.
Oh my gosh.
He got me good.
Oh, wow.
How old is he?
How old
he
was he?
He got expelled senior year. It was senior year of high school.
What was he doing?
How many a year did he take?
It was all in the same week.
Oh, he was busy.
He made it like 4 days.
He could
then,
retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
a
everyone
lot of
got their phones back. He didn't do anything with them.
Oh, he was a prank.
Yeah.
It was senior year prank.
It was a,
no,
met
he,
prank.
He had intentions.
You met the Milk Boys.
He had intentions.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
Of
you got an introduction to Full Send.
Aw. Yay.
So he was hunting for the thrill of it.
What's crazy is like everyone, since my school was so small, we were all together from like pre-K to 12th, but he randomly just like showed up and junior year
to steal your phone.
Yeah, like he must have been plotting that for so long and then just headed out.
What I was going to say about my professor that was a weatherman
yes
is that like he would go when it would snow a little bit, he told us he'd go in the morning, do the weather, come to class like right after because it was a 9 a.m or an 8 a.m something, and he said that the way that they do it in Texas where they call off work in schools is if 3 people are hospitalized from either like frozen ground because we're just not built like it.
Oh, once you find that out, you get 3 of your buddies and you stick
I said,
your fingers
I will,
into
I will,
a tiny bit of snow and you say,
I'm
I got
like,
frostbite.
I'm going to fall no really class. Hard and break my arm so that none of my campus has to go to school.
That's on some hero shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that.
Speaking of your class clown here, I lost class clown to somebody who dropped out. It really sucks.
Wait, you?
I just had to get that off my chest.
You lost class clown to someone who
thank you for sharing.
So they dropped that after they got it.
So they won the award of class clown, and they got to fucking prance around all year with that title because we did it at the beginning of the year.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then 3/4 of the way through, they said school isn't for me, and so the title was lost.
And they didn't recrown.
That's all I ever wanted.
Yeah, but were you at least runner up, or you don't know that?
I guess we'll never know.
You were runner-ups. Just say yeah.
I'll show her at the friggin' Super Bowl.
Yeah, the
Super
big
Bowl
game.
67. Mm-hmm.
The big game 67.
Mm-hmm. We had to pick our own superlatives.
Brooke went to like a very special school.
Wait, yeah. You picked yours.
I picked my own mostly.
Everyone
too.
Got one.
Everyone picked their own. Yeah.
So and it's yours.
So like, so horrible.
What was it?
It was most likely to be married to all 5 members of One Direction.
Oh, let's go!
No,
Stan.
That's I mm-hmm. like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. you. It aged well.
There's still time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah. Of course, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it's that's just very like a progressive
wow.
thought.
Yeah, and yeah. my quote was from
diverse.
Scott Disick. Like, I wish someone had told me, like, just like be a little bit more classy.
It's timeless.
Yeah,
yeah. It's that's yeah. timeless.
What was
yeah.
your quote?
I forget. Mm. But it was something. Maybe it was like Chloe or something. It doesn't matter, Grace. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't. Fuck high school.
Fuck high school.
High school forever.
Yeah.
Brianna won best hair. She sure did.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes, you do great
I
hair.
Oh, I don't anymore. I burnt it all off, but I sure did in high school.
Mm-hmm. I think you have beautiful hair still.
Thank you, Brooke.
I'm going bald. Color.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Take biotin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get up.
Scalp surgery.
I'm using that.
Take your scalp off. Rub your massage.
Oil.
Your brain.
Oil. Castor oil.
Yes, they massage and put it back in.
Yeah. Oh.
Like a song.
It's minimally invasive. We're just going to remove your scalp quickly and then we'll throw it back
on. We wear a helmet for a week.
I would get a hair transplant if I didn't have to go bald first.
But you don't. Don't you? Don't
no,
you
I think
have
you have to shave your whole head off first.
No. They just move some follicles forward.
They do back. They take the back and they put it on the front.
I do think that they
That's for
like
boys, though.
Or back, which I kind of wish
my
you would
issue
do.
In a
do it during beanie season.
Ooh, yeah.
So ugly in a beanie.
No, adorable. You doubt can, it. You can, is it crochet or knit? It's knit.
I knit this, okay. Yeah.
I am so proud of you with all of this stuff.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I love looking at
you.
You
have a talent, and I get so excited to see what you're going to make next.
We had like an art contest recently where people made like Brooke and Connor art, and I realized like how fugly all my stuff is.
They made that
compared
like behind you guys.
Like, that was like tapestry.
You guys are talented.
Like, my stuff looks like a first grader made it. But
no,
like,
that sweater is beautiful. Don't stop selling yourself short, bro.
Oh, thank you.
And start selling them online. I'm purchasing.
Okay.
I would.
Thank
I think
you.
I try. I can't follow your instructions. That's I just sweet. Simply can't.
No, it's not. It's
you are so on theme today.
I know.
Well, this I've had forever.
Okay, and so, your nails.
But
I
my
noticed.
Nails. Yeah, I painted my own nails.
Wow.
I don't like Valentine's Day, so I don't know why I went this hard. But
it's changing the mindset of
yeah.
People. I wore black.
I'm reclaiming. Yeah.
I was literally gonna ask our makeup artist if I should be like a big fat little baby.
Oh, you should have.
Like with my stomach out and stuff. And then
there's always next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I could just like do that randomly one day and just like be Cupid.
Yeah.
Be funny.
You could have like a bachelor on.
Oh my God, we could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I can't.
You could be the bachelor.
No, we should have Maria on when she wins.
Okay.
I got a lot of money on
I need to watch,
on Maria.
I need to watch her. Okay, well, we've been going on far too.
We've been going on far too long.
Oh, we love to yap. Okay, thanks for yapping.
Well, thank you
guys
so much for coming.
This was a goddamn pleasure.
It really was.
Thank you for letting us into your library abode.
I love it here.
No,
thank you
guys
for
coming.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Catch you on the flippity floppy.
Catch you on the flippity
floppy. Yeah, we have to come up with more things to talk about tomorrow.
Luckily, keep going forever.
Yeah, that was good. That was easy.
We got to stop now because we got to save our own asses.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Skims are have to pee so bad.
Okay, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys. We love you guys.
Love you. Yeah.
Love you guys.
Bye all. This week on Close Friends.
Is it aphrodisiacs? I'm serious.
Like, it's not an aphrodisiac.
Kissing and hugging, isn't it? It doesn't make you want to have sex?
Not necessarily.
Would you eat plums off of someone's stomach or tits?
Yeah.
Would you? Yes.
I'm mortified. I want to crawl up into my own butt and die.
Are you having an issue with IBS? There's a hotline for that. And it's just Brooke's phone number. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.